This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Suspected al-Qaeda gunmen killed five South Yemen separatists in Abyan province Monday in the terror group's biggest attack in the region for months, according to a security official. The official told AFP the five separatists were killed at dawn on the outskirts of Lader City. He said, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the attackers are believed to be from al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has yet to issue any statement on the attack. The United States, which considers AQAP the most dangerous branch of al-Qaeda, has carried out a campaign of drone strikes against its leaders for the past two seasons. Monday's attack was the biggest in southern Yemen since August. Brexit trade talks hang in the balance today as Britain and the European Union make a last-ditch attempt to bridge their differences and reach a deal that would avoid Britain's disorderly exit from the European Union December 31st. Talks are taking place in Brussels today. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen are expected to speak by phone Monday evening to review the situation. Britain formally left the EU January 31st, but has been in a transition period since then, under which rules on trade, travel, and business remain unchanged. For weeks, the two sides have been haggling, so far without a result, over fishing rights in British waters, ensuring fair competition for companies, and ways to solve future disputes. In Brussels, an EU diplomat told Reuters that Britain had failed to make the, quote, necessary choices, end quote, on fishing and fair competition to make a deal possible on trade worth nearly $1 trillion each year. For more on these and other stories, visit us at VOA News. This is VOA News. Britain is gearing up to begin the rollout of a coronavirus vaccination program watched around the world. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Shipments of the coronavirus vaccine, developed by American drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, were delivered on Sunday in Britain in super cold containers, 2 days before it goes public in an immunization program that will be keenly scrutinized. Around 800,000 doses of the vaccine is expected to be in place for the start of the immunization program. Last week, Britain became the first country to authorize the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use. In trials, the vaccine was shown to have around 95% efficacy. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Pope Francis's visit to Iraq in March will be a, quote, historic event, the government in Baghdad said, after the Vatican announced Monday the pontiff's first trip since the coronavirus pandemic. Quote, it symbolizes a message of peace to Iraq and the whole region, end quote, the foreign ministry said in a statement. President Barham Saleh officially invited Pope Francis to visit Iraq in July 2019, hoping it would help the country heal after years of strife. A few hundred thousand Christians are left in Iraq following sectarian warfare after the 2003 U.S.-led invasion and the Islamic State group's sweep through a third of the country in 2014. Polls opened Monday in Ghana's election, in which President Nana Akufo-Addo and his main rival, former President John Mahama, are each offering plans to help the economy rebound from its first quarterly contraction in nearly 40 years. Eyes are on the West African economic powerhouse to see if it can maintain its standing as a bastion of democracy in an unstable region. The relative stability in Ghana contrasts with that of its West African neighbors, Guinea and Ivory Coast, which have seen deadly unrest this year. Venezuela's electoral authorities said early Monday 67.6% of 5.2 million votes in Venezuela's parliamentary election Sunday were for candidates supporting embattled President Nicolas Maduro. The main opposition coalition led by the U.S.-backed Juan Guaido boycotted the vote, calling it a fraud. The president of the electoral board said on state television that 31% of eligible voters participated in the ballot. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced the polls as, quote, a fraud and a sham, end quote, engineered by Maduro. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.